And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull.
The grill's so welcome good. Back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Sorry about the baritone of barbecue today. I'm on the mend. I'll be okay, but got some crud going on. So we've been talking about different types of cooking. So far, I'm going to maybe make a switch. It's still a different type of cooking, but different type of equipment now.
I wanted to throw one more thing in also that we were talking about infrared. You know what else is infrared?
What?
Charcoal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's an infrared, whatever you call it, coming off of that. And some people, there's a company that grill you had out of Illinois, who bought all sorts of other companies. They make a charcoal grill, and they stole something from Tech, and they have that ceramic glass on top of charcoal. So yeah. It's like really infrared. So you can do charcoal and infrared together. You're going to spend $2,000.
Yeah.
But what a cool concept.
Well, you get the smoke then, too, a little bit of smoke flavor from
it. Yeah, I'm thinking someday one of those babies should be on my deck.
Yeah.
I'm dying just to try it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. So
you got $2,000?
Yeah, I do, but not for your grill.
Ouch.
So you have a fryer. I've never had. I mean, I get the little pan out that I got at Cabela's and the little itty bitty burner, and you set it on the tabletop, right. And I cook fish
indoors.
Right? Yeah. Well, I do it outdoors because I don't like the smell in my house. Right? I don't know, for whatever reason, when you deep fry things, that smoke. It sticks and it stays. So I generally don't use it during the winter because I just use my grills in the winter, mostly in the smokers. But, you know, when I get fish in the spring, I go walleye fishing down in Lake Erie. There's nothing better than deep fried fish. So I'm a 3 or 4 times a year fryer guy. Mm-hmm. Right. But I know that you have one on your deck in your kitchen.
Yeah. It's a Timberline or Timber Ridge.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And yours is
they don't
permanent.
Make them anymore.
Right. But it sounds like a jet engine when you fire the thing up.
It's just fantastic. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It'll backfire and wake everybody up.
Yeah.
So this is a deep fryer.
It's a deep fryer.
But it's not an air fryer.
It's a console.
No, it's correct. It uses oil.
It's a console.
Okay.
And it's got a basket. It looks just like anything in any commercial kitchen, except it's made for outdoors. And I used to rep for those people. If you see pictures on our website.
And they went out of business, right?
Well, I think
you
they
repped
got
them
bought
and
up.
Then...
Yeah.
No correlation, I'm sure, Conrad.
Now, wait a minute. Jeff Foxworthy repped them with me. You see pictures on our website of me and Jeff.
Have you seen Jeff
a
doing a show lately?
Wow, no, I haven't.
He made a lot more than I did.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Wow,
but it's just a cool device.
You might
device.
Be a redneck if you have an outdoor fryer.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Good
and
reference.
And you might
there,
have your
Conrad.
Wedding at a bowling alley.
Right. Yeah. You can have
which
those.
Is one of his Michigan stories. Well, anyway. A deep fryer is a great way to do it. There's also, you can just get a turkey fryer. You don't need to spend $600-$800 for a console unit. You can buy one of these turkey fryers and do the same thing.
Right. Yep.
And they make some little versions of that.
Yeah, right. That's what mine is. Mine's only like a 3-quart pot is all it is that I cook fish in. Because here's the thing with frying. You got to do something with the oil when you're done. The thing that you have, it stores the oil. You can filter the oil.
Right.
And it works. With me, now you've got 3 quarts of oil that are in a little aluminum pan that you just cooked a bunch of fish in. And what do you do with it? Well, you got to let it cool, but you can't let it cool too long because then it congeals. So then when it gets cool, then you got to pour it in a jug and you got to cap the jug
you
and you got to throw
like
stuff
that.
Away.
So, that's you know, like term. A lot of folks that I would think, you know, everybody seems to have an air fryer. I got one on top of my refrigerator. We use it maybe twice a year or
right.
something like that. I mean, why are air fryers so hot and these little deep fryers like you have aren't, you know.
Well, I think I nailed it. Right.
Well, they're both cooking it. Like deep fryers, you'll set it up. You'll regulate your temperature. You don't want your oil to get above 350.
Right.
Because you burn your oil.
And when you said hot, you meant popular hot. Right? I mean,
yeah.
why are air fryers so
yeah.
popular?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
you don't have to have the oil.
Yeah, it's because they don't have to make a mess with the oil.
So how come you don't use one?
I do. I have one. And I tell you what, here, this is Jop's tip of the day.
All right.
I cook bacon in my air fryer. It's the only way I'll cook bacon. And you put it in. There's a little catch basin for the grease, right?
Right, right.
But the strips of bacon are on the little wire basket. Turn that thing up to 400, and in about 8 minutes, you've got the crispiest, tastiest bacon. And all the grease ran off. It didn't sit in the grease. It's in the catch pan below it.
I do the same thing.
I love my air fryer for bacon. It's the only way I cook bacon.
My Thermador from Garrett's,
yep.
My oven, also has a convection and a convection.
Right.
So it turns fans on. So right. I turn that up to 450, 500 degrees, throw the bacon in on a pan. It's really an air fryer. It's no different.
Yeah, right. But that's got grease in it already. But like, say, if you were trying to do your fish, you know, you're not putting it in grease. You're putting it in the air fryer.
But you could do the same thing. I mean, you could do the same thing. If you just affected your...
Does it make a difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want the grease.
Yeah, the grease gives it... There's a flavor to oils. I mean, it's going to give it... And I don't think... If you're breading your fish, all right?
Yeah.
I don't think that you get quite as crisp of a fillet using the air fryer than you do in oil.
And it's not symmetrical. You're going to have the where it's sitting on the rack, you're going to have the batter or the breading or whatever that's kind of mashed in. And it's not going to...
Right. Where deep fryer, it's floating in there, and so all the sides get cooked evenly. And the thing is with cooking fish in a vat of oil, when they float, they're done.
That's what I was just going to say. I mean,
so you don't have to worry about it. When they float, they're done. They don't float in the oven. So you got to kind of figure out what the timing is if you're using your air fryer. But okay, so this is more of a summer thing than winter, but I have used it once this winter. It just took a little longer. That's my little tabletop pizza oven that I got from Garrett's. The Gosney,
like a Garrett's show.
Yeah, with the Gosney, G-O-Z-N-E-Y. You've seen Uni. You've seen many other brands. These things are fun, and they're not just for pizza, but because you can get dough packages. They'll teach you how to make dough. You can buy pre-made dough. And then the rest of it is just whatever you like on a pizza.
There's a learning curve, too, because I went to an event this summer that I did not want to go to. I'll just leave it at that. But one of the people there... Everybody made a big fuss. Oh, bring stuff for pizza. So-and-so's got a new pizza oven. And I'm like, okay, fine. But they insisted on making the crust themselves. So they had the dough, and they made it. There was so much dough, you burnt the pizza, and it was gooey inside.
Right.
It was horrible.
Right.
Because it's pellet-fed.
Okay.
Why? I don't know. You don't like gas cans?
Right.
It was the dumbest thing.
Mine's propane.
And it was horrible. And so we all made this big fuss, and we all had to praise this person for, oh, wow, that's so cool. No, it was terrible. Right. So the next day I said, have you ever done this and then kind of pre-baked your loads? So you have your pizza crust that have a partial pre-bake on it.
Right.
Wanting to say, hey, you're not doing it right without saying you're not doing it right.
Right.
And it's like, oh, no, that's too much work. No, it's not. If you don't like that, you can buy them from Arnie's Commercial Bakery.
Right. My daughter-in-law's dad owns a bakery in Greenville, Hans Bakery, and he makes them for me. And
does he pre-bake them?
Yeah. Yeah, they've been baked like 2 minutes.
Go to Greenville.
Right.
And, go see Jan.
Yep. He sells them for a couple bucks a piece, but they're worth it. And
there's nothing worse than having to try and fight the temperature change in food.
Right.
That's why you get it burnt on one side and uncooked on the other.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about. And those things are wicked hot.
Right.
Wicked hot.
Yep.
Too small, really, to have that kind of heat. So you got to be careful when you get those little pizza ovens. Talk to somebody that's got one and figure out how to use it.
Yeah.
Get the right one.
And the good part is that you can even buy like pizza dough in one of those little cans like you buy, little biscuits or whatever. There's pizza doughs made out there. You don't have to stuff her with making your own. You can buy one like we were talking about.
Actually, since it's a Garrett's show, Garrett's actually sells bags of pizza crust that you throw on your mixer.
Yeah.
And they're done in like 60 seconds.
Right.
It's fantastic crust.
Yep. And you don't have to let it rise and proof and all the other stuff that you got to do when you're whipping up your own. But anyway, there's people that love to do that. But hey,
we didn't get to half the stuff we were
going
to do.
No, we never do. We never do. But Conrad, you know the rabbits? We've chased a bunch of them today.
Conrad kept interrupting us.
Yeah, right.
That's it. That's it, boys.
But you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. Hey, it's the new year, 2025. We're going to stick with you this whole year. Hopefully we'll give you a little more focus than we did today. But we appreciate you tuning in.
That's right.
Check us out on thegrillingguys.com.
Say a prayer for the folks in California.
Hey, you bet. That's a great thing to do.
See ya.